Call Clive, Chapter 3. I went home and counted my money. I made a special savings book and then I had a rest. I was worn out and fed up and I still needed loads more money. The next day I went back to the shop. I didn't go in case there were any more unhappy customers waiting for me, but I read the cards outside. There were a few new ones. For sale, set of dining chairs by family moving house with solid wooden bottoms. 10 baby rabbits, £3 each for quick sale. Dog walker wanted. Give my dog one good walk a day and earn extra pocket money. Yes, that's the job for me. I wrote down the address, asked my mum and went around to see the lady.
You're not very old, she said. You're not very big, but you are the only one who's asked for the job, so I'll give you a try. Here's his lead and here's $2. Now just take Toodles once around the park, then bring him straight back home. Don't get him tired, don't get him dirty. Remember, once around the park and then straight back home.
She told me what to do over and over and over again. I wish she'd told the dog. Toodles had a mind of his own. We went once round the park, no problem. But then Toodles decided to go round again. No, Toodles! And again, and again. We visited the ducks. Toodles liked the water. Splash! Quack, quack. We visited the gardens. Toodles liked the mud and the manure.
Oi, get that dog out of here!
We visited the litter bins. Toodles liked the rubbish. Then Toodles decided to go home the short way. The lady was not pleased. Not pleased at all. She gave me the money for one day. But
this is not the job for you. Don't come back tomorrow.
I went home, counted my money, filled in my book, then had a bath and a rest. From time to time, I went back to the shop. Sometimes there were new notices. For sale, babies caught by family, moving house with a screw loose. 25 rabbits free to a good home. Ducklings and chicks going cheap, but there was only one job. Wanted, circus performer, can you walk the high wire? Can you swallow fire? Can you juggle with knives? And that was not the job for me, so I decided to start my own business. I made posters, car cleaning and odd jobs, call for Clive, and leaflets. If your car is splashed with mud and rain, if there are loads of leaves lying in your drain, don't just sit there and complain, call for Clive. Clive cleans till it gleans. If the birds keep messing on your windscreen, don't get mad, don't get mean, just call for Clive. Your car was flashy, but now it's splashy. What do? Call for Clive. Clive's car cleaning and odd jobs. I borrowed some equipment, a bucket, a sponge and a cloth. And off I went. I was doing very well indeed, when I had a bit of a wobble. I was quite lucky, really. I didn't damage the car. I didn't fall in the pond. But I did break a few things. I said, I'm very sorry. It was an accident. I'll pay for the damage. And I did. Now all I had left was my soggy sponge, my cloth and my bucket with a hole in it. Can you imagine how I felt? I was trudging home by the park when I heard, Toodles, come back! Then, ow, keep that dog under control. And then, splosh. A crowd of people were gathered by the duck pond. I went to have a look and got there just in time to see a man crawling out of the water. He was wet and covered in weeds. He didn't look happy at all. Gaz and Rick were trying to pull Toodles away and apologise to the man at the same time. Sorry, we're just looking after this dog. Are you okay?
No, I'm not. Look at me and look at my bag.